This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to discuss a border security package, which would send aid as well to Israel, Ukraine, or Taiwan, Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett explains on Fox News Sunday why he believes aid anywhere is a tricky situation on Capitol Hill.
You can't get 70 votes for anything in the United States Senate. That is a reflection of how urgent Republicans and Democrats in the Senate feel about this. I believe it's a reflection of the American people's sense of urgency when democracy is under attack.
The UN's top court is rejecting a call for it to intervene in Israel's planned ground offensive against Hamas in the city of Rafah. The International Court of Justice turning down the request from South Africa, saying its previous order, which requires Israel to fully comply with the Genocide Convention, still applies. The United States fears that Russia might put a nuclear weapon in space. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to weigh in.
President Trump knew that you can't be number one on Earth if you're number two in space. And he also knew that every shot in all of our war games, the first shots were fired in space and in cyberspace. So he absolutely created the Space Force. They needed the budget. They needed the equal seat at the table in the Pentagon. And once again, Trump was right.
President Joe Biden's youngest brother, Jim Biden, was deeply involved in a company now being investigated for an alleged massive Medicare fraud scheme. Politico obtaining an email in which the younger Biden mentions using his connection with his brother, the former vice president, to help with the scheme. No comment from either President Biden or the White House regarding the allegations. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Many along the California coast are continuing to brace for flooding in the next several days.
State emergency officials are issuing some evacuation orders as well. They say there could be flash flooding and landslides possibly through Wednesday. It's partially because of a massive winter storm that's set to slam the Sierra Nevada mountain range between L.A. and San Francisco. High-altitude portions of Yosemite, the Sierra National Forest, and Sequoia National Park could all receive 3 to 5 feet of new snow. It will almost certainly mean a massive snow melt in the coming days. The National Weather Service has posted flood watches and high surf advisories covering a region from Burbank, California, south all the way to Chula Vista at the U.S.-Mexico border.
USA's Ryan Daniels with that report. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro is sharing his thoughts on a potential Trump-Biden rematch.
And I think it speaks to the broader issue right now, that while Donald Trump and Joe Biden's names may ultimately be on the ballot and be our choices in November, this election really is about all of us and whether or not we're going to rise up and use our voices and ultimately our vote to protect our fundamental freedoms.
Shapiro is endorsing President Biden for a second term. This, as South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says, the world was safer when Donald Trump was president. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, like John Kennedy said, we do it because it's hard. And thank you for joining in. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Hotzenpiller, yes, the founder and president of American Faith Magazine, also the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, is with us now. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. And enjoying all the warnings on your radio program about the massive flooding in California. So I don't know anything about it because I don't see it. But apparently the weather thinks we've department thinks we've had it out here.
Well, you know, it's the government after all, Phil. Come on. You know, I was just reading about the federal holidays, right? This is on a government website. The government website says there's 10 federal holidays, and then they go on to list 11. So, I mean, it's close enough for government work. That's what my dad used to say. He was a civil servant after serving in World War II. And that was the typical saying, it's close enough for government work. I guess that's how you get to $34 trillion in debt, right?
Well, you know what? When you've got the press and you can print all the money you want, I guess it's easy to do, isn't it?
It absolutely is, you know. I thought you and Tammy would appreciate this. And of course, Tammy, your wife is who I'm referring to, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Phil's married to the incomparable Tammy Hotzenpiller, who's got a great book out. And if you've been participating with us, we've been doing Fasting for a Change, a 21-day journey of discovering who God created you to be. And Pastor Phil's doing great. He's holding on to his sanity. He hasn't chewed off somebody's leg yet because he's been fasting like the rest of us. But, you know, it's interesting, Phil, because, you know, 21 days, you know, in God's number of things, it represents exceeding sinfulness of sin. And part of the reason that we fast is to slay the flesh, right? And to kind of get into perspective, you know, the temporal versus the eternal. And I am so blessed by what Tammy has done with this book and the impact it's having and how people are realizing, you know, some very positive, you know, faith development as a result of this 21-day challenge. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Our fast is over, so I am back on the gravy train, my brother. So things are well in my life here. And,
well, good.
You know, we've done this every year. I think since we started the church is 21 days in January. Mm-hmm. And it's really every one of them is different. Every one of them shows miracles, insights, and all those things. And it really we base it on Daniel chapter 10 because he was in a 21-day fast.
Right.
And I really encourage people not only to consider prayer and fasting. I mean, fasting on your own terms, you can set the parameters however you want. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we really took the time in this one to include a real fasting for our nation.
Right.
And, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 17:21 that some things don't happen except by prayer and fasting.
Fasting.
So, you know, I just think we as a people who have enough insight into God and his word and into the, you know, the great country that was founded here called America, we have it. It's a part of what we should do to say, let me do everything I can. I'll get involved on local or broader level politics. I'll show up at my school board. I'll pray. I'll fast. I'll do my part as a good citizen, not only of earth, but of heaven.
Yeah. Well, you know, Phil, as you and I talked, I think we touched on this last week in terms of elite Christianity. I believe at this time and season, I mean, wow, if we've ever been close to the end of days, you know, in terms of, you know, coming into the 7 years, boy, we're knocking on the door here right now. And I believe part of the preparation of this period of time for this time such as this is for us to become mature, to take our faith seriously, to up our game, to become part of that elite, not, you know, self-appointed elite. This isn't an arrogant calling. This is just saying, look, I can do better in my faith. I believe that God is calling me to do better and to be more serious because of the times that we're in right now. What do you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, I always say the miracles don't happen in the Bible until there's a problem.
Mm.
And crisis pushes us into desperation. And so sometimes it's not all bad that bad things are happening, because it does activate our faith in a pretty amazing way. And, you know, if you look back in church history, when people were martyred for their faith, it didn't kill Christianity, it accelerated it.
Exactly.
And so so I want everyone to kind of think in terms of, I don't like it either, but at the same time, I like the effect that I press into God, I press into prayer, I press into fasting, because these are desperate times.
Exactly.
And so not everything has to be an oh me, oh my, you know, poor victim me. It can be also something that catapults your faith to a new level.
Didn't God say all things work together for good? All
Only
things?
For those who love them. Only
yeah,
for those
but,
who love
but,
them.
But all things. I mean, it was. I was reminded of a story of Corrie Ten Boom. You remember the lice story, right? About praying for lice. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was, you know, of course, captured, you know, by the Nazis and put in a concentration camp. And her and her sister together, and her sister would encourage her to pray for everything. You know, pray for the Nazis. You know, pray for all this stuff. And she says, "Well, you know, I'll pray for them, but I am not going to pray for these lice. I hate these lice. They're driving me nuts." And I could relate to that because that's the way I feel about mosquitoes and no-see-ums here in Florida, by the way. So just sidebar. So anyway, her sister says, "No, Corey, you got to pray for the lice." And so finally she relents and starts praying for the lice. Well, anyway, her sister subsequently dies. And when she is released, she found out the reason why the Nazis didn't come after her. You know why they didn't come after her?
Well, it must have been the lice.
They hated the lice. They didn't want to have anything. They go, "We didn't come after you because we didn't want to put up with the lice that we were going to have to put up with." All things work together for good, right?
That is amazing. Yes, sir.
Right.
Love it.
I'm greatly encouraged by that story. I'm greatly encouraged by, again, God's word, because sometimes we just think, you know, in terms of our perception, as you say, We draw it down instead of realizing and looking at it from that 30,000 foot level, that eternal level perspective. And when we do, when God opens our eyes to see it, then, you know, we're kind of like, you know, we're kind of like Abraham. We see the ram in the thicket, right? We see the provision of God.
That's great. Amen.
So cool, huh? Oh, by the way, as we wrap this first segment up, I thought you'd appreciate this. You know, Joe Biden's a Catholic, right? And we just talked about fasting and, you know, the importance and what it does. Well, the Babylon Bee boys say that the devout Catholic Joe Biden gives up cognitive tests for Lent.
That's good. That's really good.
I love these guys. They help put it all into perspective, right? As God continues to work all things for good. We've got to go to break. More from Phil Hodgson-Piller after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire. Fire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hodgson-Piller, president founder of American Faith, continues with us. He didn't hang up. I guess sometimes, Phil, I think that some of the conversations with the guests that we get into, everybody is so gracious and kind, and they just put up with me. And I think, oh, one day I'm going to come back and go, oh, no, Phil's left the building. He's had it with your craziness, you know.
No, it's great. We love it.
Well, I do, too. Hey, let's talk about this Democratic senator that's being reported in the in American Faith pushing a bill aimed at preventing churches from using armed security. Are you kidding me? I mean, right now, when Christians are being targeted, not only in the United States, but around the world, and what is this guy thinking?
Well, it's actually, there's a Massachusetts senator, and then there's also, co-sponsoring is a California senator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the California senator is the most interesting one because she's the one that replaced Feinstein, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that means Newsom, you know, was behind that.
Right.
And he is also very, very big on the LGBTQ mm-hmm. end of things. And she was big supporter, big ally of Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. Now, if you kind of look at this cabal of people, it kind of makes sense. But yes, you have to ask yourself, okay, why would someone do this? You don't go to church. You don't believe in Christian values. Why do you want to do this? Well, there's only one obvious reason. You want chaos in the church. You want
right.
you want to send people in there who feel like they can take advantage of that situation. I can't think of another reason.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
No. And especially right now when it's churches and people of faith being attacked at every turn. I mean, it's not only, you know, right now everything's anti-Israel. It's anti-God. And it's all justified in their peeny brains. And then, of course, you have bureaucrats that are promoting this. And, of course, it helps serve their purpose because then they can come back later and blame guns and make up some sort of crazy story that it's all about the guns, right?
Right. Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, a survey that was done by Lifeway found that about 50% of all Protestant churches do have some level mm-hmm. of armed security at their church. I know we do, mm-hmm. you know, and all of our security, it's not just the average Joe. I mean, in our church, everyone that's a part of our security team are either ex-FBI or current police or retired mm-hmm. police.
Right.
You know, I mean, we got
right.
chief of police, we got FBI, we got it all. And they're all plainclothesmen. You're going to walk in there. You're not even know you're going to be watched.
Right.
And, you know, and so our regular security team, I won't say how many it is, but it's more than six. How's that?
Okay. Well,
every Sunday.
You know, and that's only wise. I mean, look, I interviewed Stephen Williford when I was in Vegas at the SHOT Show. Williford was known for stopping that gunman outside of that small church, and this guy's firing bullets. I don't know how many people. I can't remember exactly how many people he killed. The gunman did, but Williford took him on and took him out. But you know, it's the age old story, and time and time again, you have a situation. I mean, Joel Osteen's church just last week,
right.
They had a shooter there. So you know, I mean this. It doesn't take a genius to, you know, to look at the current news and see what's happening. All things conservative under attack. We've got, you know, pregnancy care centers who are there to help women, really legitimately help women with their health care and help them in dealing with an unexpected pregnancy. And they're focused on life, not murdering the child and getting their $500 and sending them, you know, out the door. But being with them, you know, from the birth, post-birth, helping them with diapers and counseling and, you know, on and on. It is those centers that are under attack. You know, how many, you know, compared to, you know, the Planned Parenthood facilities that are under attack compared to these care centers? So clearly anything that's associated with God, you know, you kind of like, you know, again, this is another one of those Babylon Bee anecdotes. You know, during the Super Bowl, they did the ad about Jesus gets us, right? Well, Babylon B is coming with, you know, Satan gets us as their satire. Because Satan does get us, doesn't he?
Yeah, and you know, the battle of good and evil is always there. I made reference yesterday because I was talking about you know how the crowd tried to quiet blind Bartimaeus for crying out for Jesus. And then just to illustrate that, I had half of a room cry out Jesus and the other half cry out quiet. And I said,
wow,
this battle is always going to go on. There's always going to be quiet. But then I said, isn't it interesting that no one ever uses the name of Muhammad, Buddha, or anybody else in vain, only the name of Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And it is because it's the only name given among men whereby we must be saved, the only way you can approach the Father. And so there's this is the battle. Once you realize you're not protected, you know, from onslaught, from challenges, difficulty, and persecution, just the opposite. You open the door when you become a child of light, when you become a believer in Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, it's the contrast. And now more than ever, just as you said, Phil, that contrast is becoming more clear. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Before, the left could kind of take a jab at the right, and it was just, you know, it was kind of, okay, a little bit of a bump or, you know, a minor annoyance. But now it's full blown. And what's at risk here? Everything. Our American way of life and, you know, our kids, look what they're doing to our kids. But even all after all that is said and done, and on the heels of the Lenten season, on the heels of Tammy's book, you know, Fasting for Change and coming to the reality that, you know, the temporal part of our lives is so minimal. Because after everything is all said and done, it's where are you going to live after this life is over? It's
correct,
about
exactly.
Eternity, isn't it?
It is about eternity. It's about, and it's about both. I mean, God gave us this planet to love, to enjoy, to experience His creation. You know, and he put us in management. You know, we're in management, and management is on a high level of ambassadorship. We're ambassadors of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would an ambassador do? Always would do best for the person who appointed them, which would be God. So, so our job is to, you know, just like the founding fathers, their job was to write a constitution that would preserve freedom and not restrict, religion. And we have jobs, every one of us have a job to do that we need to be clear on a regular basis. What are we doing for the kingdom of God?
Yes.
You know?
Well, exactly. And I mean, and how are you going to enter the kingdom of God? My prayer is that we enter like a parade, that we would be leading a lot of others, you know, in our own sphere of influence. And you may think, okay, you know, when we talk about being an elite Christian, it's not about, you know, the thousands of influences that you have out there, you know, in your social media contact list. It's those that have been appointed by God that you are supposed to lead. It's not about numbers. It's about doing the Father's will at the end of the day, is it not?
It is, and you know, we can make that simple. We don't have to make that hard. You know, living for Him on a daily basis is Father's will. You know,
yes.
Do that. You know, honor Him in your what you say, what you do, and who you are as a human being. And you're gonna be in a partnership with God that's gonna be very beneficial.
And especially for a time like this, Phil, because again, and I'm not trying to set dates. You know, we never do that. But you look at the signs, you know, like the brother Issachar and the Bereans that, you know, studied the Word of God, and you look at the prophetic and you say, whoa, man, these signs are really lining up here. You know, it tells me that, you know, you cannot just be willy-nilly about your faith anymore. For a time such as this, you really need to up your Christian game, don't you?
You do. Absolutely. And take steps every day. Don't try to do it all at once. Just say, you know what? Today I'm just going to do a little bit more, a little bit
exactly.
more. Exactly. Before you know it, you'll be highly engaged.
Yeah. Phil Hodgson, thank you.
Hockey fans have another reason to get excited. It's a new agreement making Verizon the official 5G network of the National Hockey League in the United States. Verizon is currently teaming up with the NHL to deploy its private 5G network across NHL arenas. With the agreement, the NHL will be investing in new and transformative 5G solutions to advance the sport and improve the fan experience. Verizon will also continue unleashing its 5G ultra-wideband network to offer ultra-fast in-arena connectivity that enables fans to download and watch videos, live stream, manage their fantasy teams, and check scores with virtually no lag. Through the power of 5G, Verizon is teaming up with the NHL to change how fans consume live sports by creating more immersive and interactive experiences. This extended partnership demonstrates Verizon's ongoing commitment to shape the future of sports innovation. For more information about the Verizon NHL agreement, visit Verizon.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to discuss a border security package, which would send aid as well to Israel, Ukraine, or Taiwan, Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett explains on Fox News Sunday why he believes aid anywhere is a tricky situation on Capitol Hill.
You can't get 70 votes for anything in the United States Senate. That is a reflection of how urgent Republicans and Democrats in the Senate feel about this. I believe it's a reflection of the American people's sense of urgency.
President Joe Biden's youngest brother, Jim Biden, was deeply involved in a company now being investigated for an alleged massive Medicare fraud scheme. Politico obtaining an email in which the younger Biden mentions using his connection with his brother, the former vice president, to help with the scheme. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got the only, the one and only, I should say, Bill Pascoe joining us this morning. Hey, Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, you know, terrific. Just kind of, you know, watching the circus go round and round. You know.
Well, you know, we got news out of New York yesterday.
Yeah.
The New York 3 special election concluded, and the Democrats flipped that seat back. That was a seat that was originally held by Tom Suozzi. Then he decided to run for the Democrat nomination for governor in 2022. He vacated the seat. That's when George Santos, the talented Mr. Santos, came in and was able to pull his magic act and get himself elected. So they held a special election. Of course, George Santos became only the sixth member in the history of the House of Representatives to be expelled. And the first Republican, by the way, the first Republican ever to be expelled by the House of Representatives. So that happened in December. They held a special election, and the Democrats took that seat back last night. So that means that Speaker Mike Johnson's margin is one vote slimmer. It's now going to be 219 Republicans and 213 Democrats in the House.
Yeah. And keep in mind, you got, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who leaves early for God only knows why, and you know, vacates, you know, a Republican seat. I mean, it's like they're throwing all kinds of obstacles in front of the new speaker.
Yeah, you're right. We had Bill Johnson in Ohio retire early, leave the Congress so he could go become president of Youngstown State University. And so we've got a couple of vacancies there. You're absolutely right. Those are Republican seats. They will be filled by Republicans, dollars to donuts. So when those special elections take place, the margin will grow again, and Speaker Johnson will have
a little bit of extra leg room. But let's face it, the 2022 elections didn't go the way we thought they were going to go. The red wave was more of a red trickle. Mm-hmm. And the result is that we've got one of the historically smallest, tightest margins in the history mm-hmm. of the House of Representatives. That means every major vote is a tightrope act for the Speaker.
Right. Exactly. Well, and this you know, the midterm red wave that, you know, it's interesting. We come off a compromised election that we still have more questions than answers. There's been no true investigation of what happened in 2020.
That's right.
And you're going to tell me that, you know, the strategy that got them, the White House, that some of those points were not exercised in the midterm election to stop the red wave, because in all practicality, Bill, you know, the Democrats needed to be wiped out. There's no evidence. I mean, on every measure, on every matrix whatsoever, the Democrat Party, their ship was sinking. All but the captain had abandoned ship, and they end up surviving a midterm election. How do they do that when the economy is in a situation, it's in a free fall? You've got, and this is way even before Robert Hur's determination that the president of the United States was mentally deficient. You know, no big surprise there. You know, it's like, oh, well, thank God somebody finally opened their eyes, because everybody in the world knows that Joe Biden mentally is compromised. That's no big secret. So how did the Democrats, how were they able to do as well as they did in the midterm if there wasn't some shenanigans that were similar to what happened in 2020? That's my question.
That's a great question, and we don't have an answer to that yet. We don't have anybody even looking.
We don't want an answer. We don't want an answer for that, like we don't want an answer for 2020. You know, but yet you got 70% of the country going, no, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to talk about it in public. We're not going to have an argument over it because it's going nowhere. You're ideologically fixed. You believe that Joe Biden got 80 million votes. Well, if you want to believe that, we'll pretend. But meanwhile, the cost is dire. Look at where the country is right now. Thank you very much, because Joe Biden is president of the United States. And he has no right to be there other than the right that was established by the deep state and the establishment that appointed him and said that, you know, he's going to be the next president come hell or high water.
So can we talk about some good news for a change, Bill?
Okay,
The best news of the week was the announcement that Ronna McDaniel will be stepping down from the Republican National Committee post.
Has that been confirmed? Because I've heard her kind of mealy-mouth about it. That, you know, she's kind of leaving, not leaving. But when I first read that, I said, well, you know, good God Almighty, free at last. You know, we're going to have somebody. I mean, because to me, the added punctuation is, here she is as the head of the RNC. I mean, how many special elections have we lost? I say we, the Republican Party.
Yep. Too many.
But so on the Hill, I'm going to do just real quick, because to me, this is the final exclamation point of her reign. You just lost George Santos' seat.
Yeah.
And I mean, somebody, that's unacceptable. You know, even the NFL, if you lose critical games, you don't have a job very long. But in politics,
right.
You know, you live another day, because you're doing the bidding of the powerful and the establishment.
All right, so here's the good news.
Go ahead.
Here's the good news. The announcement's been made that she's going to step down after the South Carolina primary. She's going to be replaced, most likely, by the chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, a guy by the name of Michael Whatley.
Right.
Apparently, President Trump has endorsed his own daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, to serve as the co-chair of the Republican National Committee.
Exactly.
And the most important news of all, and I can attest to this personally, what I'm about to say, the new chief operating officer, that is the chief staffer at the Republican National Committee, the guy who's going to actually make all the tactical decisions, is going to be a guy by the name of Chris LaCivita, who is right now serving as the co-campaign manager for Trump for president. He's been in that job for more than a year. He's Now, I've known Chris LaCivita. I've worked with Chris LaCivita for more than 30 years, going back to the early 90s in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He was the political director of the senatorial committee back in the 2002 cycle. He was the guy, he was the consultant behind Swift Boat Vets for Truth in the 2004
right.
campaign that kneecapped John Kerry, you may recall.
Right.
Chris knows how to run a campaign. He knows how to move numbers. He knows what you should spend the money on and what you shouldn't waste the money on. And to have him at, as the COO of the RNC pleases me greatly. My confidence, I worked at the Republican National Committee 24 years ago when George W. Bush was running against Al Gore. You know, I was the press secretary. Our job was simple. We woke up every morning and we had one thought. How do I give Al Gore a poke in the eye with a sharp stick today? That's my job today. How do I give him a poke in the eye with a sharp stick? Chris LaCivita understands how to run a campaign against Joe Biden. And the fact that he's going to continue his job as co-campaign manager and be the COO at the RNC, I can't think of a better piece of news
for those of us who
want to see Joe Biden removed from office.
And let me remind people that what made the Bush campaign so effective was the tactics. Yes, it was, you know, poking, Gore in the eye every day. I get that. But the other thing was that they knew how to accumulate votes. And this is something, you know, that has astounded me. Because since the Bush days, the tactics that were exercised during that period of time were brilliant. And it seems like after that, something got lost in translation. And maybe it's this one person who you know and you've worked with. Maybe he's the different agent, because meanwhile, it's like the baton was passed on, but it wasn't passed on to conservatives. Somehow the Democrats picked up on it. And what was exercised during the Bush years, the Democrats have become very effective in doing, right? I mean, some things illegal, I get that. But in terms of, you know, getting the votes, this is what it's all about. We got to get the votes, and we got to make sure who counts the votes, right? As Joseph Stalin said.
That's it. That's it. Secure and win.
Yeah, and to me, losing New York, to me, that punctuates, Ronna McDaniel's career, in my humble opinion.
That's it.
So
that's the end of her job.
Yeah, without a doubt.
She goes out with a whimper, not a bang.
Well, Bill Pasko, you're awesome as always. We appreciate the insight from the Beltway, keeping us on top of what's going on with the establishment. Take care, buddy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, great news. We've got 51 weeks before the next Valentine's Day. Does that give you some sense of peace? Well, Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family, he's the assistant to the president for media relations, and we're going to talk about how to resist the drift in your marriage, speaking of Valentine's Day. So hopefully it was an epic Valentine's Day for you, like it was for the Schneebergers. If you need a little bit of adjustment and encouragement, then you need to listen, because we're going to be talking about that slow fade or disconnection that can be halted. Even reverse, by the way, so that most days feel like a lover's holiday. You ready for that? With some proven intentional steps. Yes, you heard that right. Proven intentional steps. Now, these proven intentional steps were proven by knuckleheads like you and me that needed to learn the hard way and realize that gravity does exist, that if we fall off the roof, when we hit the ground, it is going to hurt. So there are some laws of love that we must follow. And when we follow those laws of love, it goes well, and then we get to enjoy an epic Valentine's Day. How's that sum things up, Gary? Is that on point?
Yeah, boy, I'm going to steal laws of love from you. I'll acknowledge it in front of all your listeners. That's a great line.
Well, it just sometimes it happens. It, you know, the Holy Spirit takes over, and thank God for the Holy Spirit, because that's most of the show. Because, you know, it's funny, Gary, because I have, you know, all my dear friends who know me better, they go, we know you. You're not that smart. Of course I'm not that smart. Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to take credit for this stuff? I mean, it's just, you know, God says, here's the microphone. And I said, okay, God, you know, if this is what you want me to do, then you've got to put your words in my mouth. And so, fortunately, most every once in a while, the crazy stuff that you hear, it's just my own flesh, you know. It's just burning. It's burning on the altar, on the sacrifice altar, as it should. And
that's my testimony as well.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, here we're here to talk about, and this is something that, you know, Gary Smalley has written extensively about, you know, and I've had him on the show. And he stopped coming on the show, Gary, because every time he came on the show, you got two guys talking about marriage, and we're talking about our wives, and we just get ourselves in more trouble. I mean, I think he was in the doghouse. I think he may have broken the record. It might have been 3.5 months, you know, that his wife had him in the doghouse, and it wasn't his fault. It was my fault.
But somehow, you know, he had to take a bullet for the team. So ever since then, whenever you mention, you know, coming on the Bill Martinez show to talk about marriage, he has this tweak about him. All of a sudden, this look on his face, he flinches, you know, like, oh, my God, what am I, you know, I just got out of the house right now. I'm going to go back in again.
Well, I will do you a solid, Bill, and next time I see Greg, I will make a strong case on your behalf. But, yeah, I mean, thank you for giving us a chance to talk about Resist the Drift. You know, it is, we were talking about it as a public relations team at Focus. We were talking about, okay, Valentine's Day is over. And as you said at the, you know, outset, everybody had a great, everybody gets flowers and candy and the dinner and they're all having a great time. And then, you know, that becomes Tuesday and Tuesday becomes, or, you know, Wednesday, and then Wednesday becomes, you know, regular.
Hey, Gary, let me interrupt you real quick because you just said something about dinner. Okay, guys, right now, this is what you do. Make your reservations for dinner now as we're talking about it. Do not wait until, you know, the night before, because that seating usually is around 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And somehow she thinks that she doesn't quite believe you when you tell her that, oh, they lost your reservation, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I would add to that, you know, I would add to that, Bill, saying don't just make reservations for Valentine's Day. But make reservations just for and not just for birthdays and not just for other holidays, but part of what resisting the drift means is to really intentionally pour into your marriage every day and on days that are sort of are quote unquote off days in terms of holidays and special occasions. Make every day a special occasion. That's really the focus of what Greg's created in our Resist the Drift conference. So that's what people will find in our next ones coming up. Let's see. Next one's coming up April 12th and 13th in Dallas. So
if you're
in and around there or you can travel there, go. Because there's great sessions, great insights to help you navigate your marriage well.
Yeah, and the key, Gary, as you say, is intentional. If we're not, I mean, if you think you're going to do this, you know, on the fly, speaking from experience, this is when I get in trouble. And I have a tendency to do that because I like to be creative. I like to, you know, think spur of the moment and that sort of thing. But it puts an inordinate amount of pressure on you that can be easily handled and make it, you know, at least have a plan. If you alter from that plan, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with plan B because sometimes plan B is better than plan A. That's okay. But at least you got a plan and you got something there as opposed to coming up with bupkis and at the last second trying to find a reservation and then you're at the 11 p.m. seating. And we don't want that for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the sessions in the Resist the Drift conference is going from roommates to soulmates. And I'm not bragging on myself here. I'm offering because it's top of mind right now. I'm going out of town on business right after you and I talk. And one of the things my wife and I do when one of us leaves on business is we hide cards for each other to find while we're gone. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you can build traditions, right? You can build traditions that become habits. And that's one grand way to resist the drift and stay intentional. And it doesn't have to be a holiday. It can just be something that, you know, if you do it right, if we do something three or four times, we're going to remember to do it. So she left to go help a friend move some stuff out of a storage unit. I'm going to leave here in an hour, and I stuffed cards all over the house while she was gone. So
Wow, good for you. It's like an Easter egg. And they love that kind of stuff, right? Wives, wives love that kind of stuff because it demonstrates – that you were thinking about them, all those good things that you've heard, that somehow get drowned out when you're not being intentional and you're not being as, you know, Gary, and of course Aaron has been trying to teach me as well, you know, to have that servant's heart. And it's tough. It's tough, you know, because everything about our culture tells us that it should be quid pro quo. Okay, I'll do for you, you know, the big grand exchange. If you get caught up in that cycle of insanity, I mean, forget about the drift. I mean, you're going to end up impaled on something that's not going to be real, you know, real comfortable. And so, we want your marriage to thrive. I mean, after all, I mean, this is what you committed to, right?
The world does try to seem to determine sometimes to distract us and pull us apart. So, you know, that intentionality makes all the difference in the world. How you can stay connected, right, amid chores and games and raising kids and, you know, not just getting by, but building something that you're both happy in, building something that, that edifies you both, that blesses you both. That's the, you know, it's not just for Valentine's Day. It's not just for holidays. Exactly. How can you build those habits into your relationship, into the warp and woof of your relationship? That's
exactly
the focus of what we're trying to do to help people.
And as the word says, Gary, you know, how can two walk together lest they agree? There must be agreement. You must really work on this at the very beginning and say, okay, this is what we're going to agree to do. Okay, we're going to support one another. Because in and of our flesh, no bueno. We're going to fall short. We're going to do some damage here. So let's make sure that we agree on these core principles that will help us. Because, you know, the drift will come. I mean, the pressure to drift will come. It's inevitable. It will happen. It's how you get out of that drift, right?
It's how you keep it at arm's length if you can. It's not always possible to do so, as you said. So then how do you get out of it? How do you rekindle not just the romance? That's absolutely critically important, but also the intimacy of conversation, the laughter, the date nights, those kinds of things. How do you rekindle that if that is on the wane? And that's really why, you know, the session is from roommates to soulmates. And how to pursue each other is another session. How to become fully alive in your relationship with each other. And then here's a big one, Bill. What are your dreams, right? Let's not just maintain. Let's just not get back to ground zero what we started when we were married at the outset, right? After, you know, and now I pronounce you husband and wife. Let's dream for the future. What are the big dreams you have, and how can you pursue those together? That's really the way to have every day, as cliche as it sounds, be Valentine's Day.
Right. You know, in the Super Bowl, you know, we saw those $7 million ads. I think they ran two or three of them up. Jesus gets us, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, I know some people were kind of critical, but look at something better than nothing. I mean, at least there was a counter voice there. You can be critical all you want, but I thought the idea that Jesus gets us, it starts some conversation here that moves in the right direction. But I had to laugh this morning because the Babylon Bee boys sent me this deal, and it says, you know, they did their version of Satan Gets Us.
And, yes, I saw that.
You saw that, right? And it's funny, but it's true. Satan does get us. And Satan, guess what? Satan wants us to drift in our marriage. You know,
amen.
Satan is elated to see that, especially in the church, that there's no difference. In fact, in some cases, it's almost like the church looks worse than the, you know, secular community when it comes to divorce. I mean, that's a bad commentary on something that God himself had instituted and sanctified, right?
Absolutely. And our goal should be to get each other in marriage. That is our goal.
Yeah. Amen. Because that's all part of the process of intimacy, isn't it? Because that's what's satisfying.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's what God wants for his creation, you know, this side of heaven, you know. So, you know, our prayer is that every day might be a Valentine's Day. And if you sense the drift is coming, that you know how to spin out of it to get yourselves both anchored and on the right track. Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family. Thank you.
Grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.